Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
living in Brandon Hill kinda did something to me. Made me grow up. I'm talking about way too bad. Living life for the hustle, trying to chase this cash. I look my mama, I'm telling you she ain't raised no fool. But if you look at my surroundings, like the thing to do. You got dope being sold, pimps being hoes. Give a J a slam, just a ride, here we go. Now you think it's big shit when you ride with your folks. To the J, smoke the dope and report it to Costco. Now you're locked up and your record is unfolding. Seen a better path, but the journey was so long. In the world where the wicked is lost with my homies. And we all trying to get it, so we say that in committed. By any means necessary, I was taught to get it. Maybe chasing this cash, it was killing my spirit. I won't. The way to go about it was a slang drug. Cream, get the money, dollar bill, y'all. My role models was Scarface and Nino Brown. I'm on top of the world, ma. Look at me now. Standing on the sofa, trying to think of how I could put her in that big house and make her proud. But your boy did the opposite and jumped out wild. Not a doctor, not a lawyer, but a D-boy, wow. I bet my mama probably thinking, did I raise that child? In the streets with the heat, shouting, look out now. Billy Badass, nigga out here chasing this child. Mozzarella got me thinking that I'm better. If I'm riding no leather and wood in my hood, pockets they stay laced, fighting to get the cake. I won't.
I'm tired of being invisible. West North and South without a doubt. Everybody know I just you me talk out. Me give you pure love and make you scream and shout. Chart of bread, you they get when me give you when me check. Satisfy your agony, girl you know me I did it. But the rasta man heart you want me test. Sing again.
Sometimes it's hard to say what I really feel. You know, like I wanna love you, but it's safe to be guarded. I don't know, maybe it's not meant to be. You know, hey.
The lights out and the candles lit. I wanna set the mood, but her mood's set. It's me against the world, so this is it. I start to visualize what love is like without her here. So I hold back, I'm such a G, my guard's up, pride's overtaking me. I whisper three words and I'm in the wind. I wish I never told you,
I wish I never told you how much you mean to me. Should I lay back and catch the keys? I wish I never told you. Never more to the next one, ain't no time for apologies.
You were messing around. Held back from my pride, cause what it could have been. I wish I never told you, you, yeah. I wish I never told
my mindset, and the time's next. And I can see it in your eyes, nothing but regret. What's done is done, and I apologize. I just wish I hadn't said the things that made you cry. But I'm all alone, and you ain't on the phone. All I see is me in an empty home, when it should be you perched on your throne. Cause you're a queen and I'm the reason why this love's gone.
I wish I never told you how much you mean to me. Should I lay back and kept the keys? I wish I never told you. Never more to the next one, ain't no time for apologies.
You were messing around. Held back from my pride, cause what it could have been. I wish I never told you, you, yeah. I wish I never told.
She says she's like the water, and I'm the sand. We holding hands, I try to understand. But her eyes set on another man. And if this
is the case, I'm just the other friend. I wish I never told you what it was, cause what it is, it's not, I'm not him. So you can have the love and the sad song. I'm gone, home to the
I
next
wish I
one.
Never told you how much you mean to me. You should have laid back and kept the keys. I wish I never told you. Never mind to the next one. Ain't no time for apologies. You were messing around. I found the evidence.
Uh-huh.
Held back from my pride. Cause what it could have been.
Aye.
I wish I never told.
Funny how things change. One day you're here, and next you're gone.
I drop her off, I think about this shit, homie. Must be love, cause all I think about is you. And that's real shit, real shit.
I miss the walks in the park, and I miss doing it after dark. I miss when you used to say you love me, baby. I miss when you used to drive me all so crazy. Whoa, I miss your face. I miss, whoa, I miss your girl. Girl, you mean the world to me.
I love looking at your body.
Get the lights on, get the lights on.
I must admit, it's even better when you just
keep those heels on, keep those heels on.
Yeah, ain't nothing like looking at your body, baby.
Get the lights on, get the lights on.
Whatever you do, whatever you do, just
keep those heels on.
What you've been missing. From the bedroom to the floor, up against the wall, back against the door. I wanna hear you say my name. You can be the coach, put me in the game. From your head to your feet, ooh, you're so sexy, girl, and stay on top of the sheet.
I like it better with the lights.
Girl, stay on top of the sheet.
I like it better with the lights on. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. First, I'd like to give a shout out to the Heating Experts Incorporated of Decatur, Georgia. We had a little bit of a heating problem in the studio, and I won't say that they came and quickly rectified the situation, but they came and rectified the situation 6 days later. Second off, I would like to say 4 more years, and I don't think I'm going to say any more than that. I'm just going to say 4 more years. At this time, the Indianapolis Colts are up 17-0 over the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it's in the second quarter. Right now, the Chicago Bulls are up 59-55 over the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that's in the third quarter. Forgive me. One thing I want to start. Forgive me, this is Buck for everybody who don't know. One thing I'd like to do today, I'd like to put a pick three number out there for the listeners out there who's interested. Pick three number today, 784. Play it any way you want to do it. Play it straight, box it, however. Just play 784.
Hey, hey, Buck, can you hear me?
Hey, who is that interrupting me while I'm talking?
Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. You make it to me.
No, where you been? Got me running off at the mouth like that.
Well, you know, I was having some technical difficulties. Apparently, you all cannot hear me out there. So I had to fix the problem.
Okay, you kind of fixed it, but it ain't fixed all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I think that the we have a technical difficulty in here. I'm about to figure out the technical difficulty, but I'm gonna work through it.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Your commentary was wonderful. I couldn't say anything more about it. I mean, So, well, Bud, do you know what the topic is tonight?
It is Catrice's birthday weekend. She is turning a considerable age. That's where you get to that age and you leave all the bullshit behind. And it's nothing but bigger, better, and greater things. And no, it is not the age of 27. It is greater than. And that's all I'm saying.
All right. I appreciate it, Bug. I appreciate it. All right. All right. What we're going to do is we are going to bring in Mississippi Red. Mississippi Red, are you out there? Man, are you out there? Who out there? Which one of y'all out there?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Catrice and Brooke? How y'all doing?
Wonderful.
Four more years. That's how I'm doing. That's what I did. I voted, yeah. I was there, too. I was there with you, Brooke. he was talking about the Bears. He finished talking about the Bears. No, I was talking about the Bulls. The Bulls are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they're up by 4 points in the third quarter. And I mentioned the Indianapolis Colts are up 17-0 over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Indianapolis ain't got that's what I was talking about, and you know what, Tommy, I was telling him that the Bears had the easiest schedule thus far. Guess who their only loss was? You guessed it.
Who you talking? The Bears?
The Bears. The Bears had the easiest schedule. Have the easiest schedule thus far, and the only loss, the only 13 that they proved they lost. And it was the Packers.
Yeah, Green Bay.
And I was telling him, the Packers had one of the toughest. They lost to the Seahawks on a phantom touchdown. And they lost to the Colts when they coach had gotten cancer, and they were in stride. You know what I'm saying? And the first game that they played was against the 49ers. And he kept telling me that he was like, well, we'll see what happened going on there. No. The Packers were whooping ass. We got the best quarterback in NFL, Aaron Rodgers. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got quite a few injuries, too.
And we still can't ask with all the energy we got. We Charles Wilson, Matthews.
We can't keep going through this football stuff. I want to talk about who y'all going to
Yeah, you don't want to hear about that.
It's my birthday. Well, I want to hear about football. I watch football on Sunday. Thursday. Today, we're going to speak our mind. Anybody y'all want to cuss out? Anybody y'all want to take to a whole nother level today? This is when we're leaving everything all behind, so you're going to speak how you feel. So tell me how you feel. How you feel, Buck?
You know what? I'm all right. You know, I'm going to just be old school and say victory is mine today, and I'm going to let it be like that.
Hey, Bud.
Baby, how you doing?
Hi. You know it's nothing but lawless. It's nothing but lawless.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Catrice, happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Catrice.
That's nice.
I told you I could sing a little bit.
Yeah,
I was shocked. I didn't know who that was. I I can act better.
Go ahead, Mississippi Red. That was Mississippi Red.
It's flawless. It's flawless,
man. It's number long. That's right. That's right. It's my bad. All right. That's how we. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. Okay, y'all make sure y'all chilling, and get your cocktail record. I'm feeling good. I'm like at real top point right now. So you know, It's a great evening. All right, y'all.
Okay.
This is Catrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. As soon as I can figure out what's going on with my mic, I'll get my other mic back on, but we're going to work this out tonight. All right, y'all. I'll be right back trying to get my system fixed. Welcome back. This is Catrice listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, turning 40, doing what you do, making sure you have speak your mind. Basically, just speak your mind. You can speak your mind as much as you like. You know, I want to speak my mind, and this has to do with the various places that I've been in the last, you know, few weeks or so. Okay. Now, back in the day, people used to say, you don't need to go to the farmer's market to get anything, you know, because it's too expensive and hard for, you know, you you just won't be able to do it. I'm telling you. And I know this is way off it, but that farmer's market is off the chain. The Cass Farmer's Market. Now, you can get everything that you want, anything that you want. And it's funny because Buck and I met somebody famous, and I can't remember his name. Buck, you remember his name?
No, his name is the Colonel.
The Colonel, okay.
Yeah, the Colonel from Meet the Browns.
Meet the Browns, yeah. We saw him. Buck, and talked him into getting,
talked him into getting some ground lamb and some ground buffalo. He never had neither one of them.
That was really cool. That man got that just because of Buck, you know. And you never know. But you know what? Many times we've been there, we might see him again. You know, we'll see him again.
Yeah, the farmer's market is kind of like our Oprah said. Awesome!
Yes, it is. It is great. All right, Buck. So you got anything? You got anything exciting? You know, planned going on?
Yeah, it's a birthday weekend. It's a milestone birthday weekend. So yeah, I got a lot of shit planned. Am I gonna tell it? No, it's a surprise. Boom, bam. There you go. But one thing that is on my mind, that's something that I've been through this week, and I really never noticed, is by the fact that I haven't been in the workforce since February. And I haven't been used to commuter traffic.
Mm.
Oh my God, that shit is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Mm. And I see why I got high blood pressure from and all that, man. That was just awful, man. That was really awful. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was kind of messed up because you was like, is this like this every day?
Yeah. Yeah, that was disgraceful. And as far as 285 on the east side of town, the outer perimeter, northbound, that is that's something that'll just make you want to quit your job. Because if you ain't on that by 6 o'clock in the morning, just forget trying to get to work, you know, at a decent time. You know, you're gonna be late. I mean, it's an actual parking lot. It's an actual parking lot, and I don't understand how people do it every day. I used to do it, you know, but I kind of went around it, or either I got out early to try to beat it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as sitting on that, it's totally ridiculous, and I'm sorry, it's just uncalled for. You know, that's the one main thing that really chewed my ass was being in morning commuter traffic and afternoon evening commuter traffic.
Mm.
And I don't do it every day, and I'm not gonna do it. But it was just the fact that I'd done it so long that it was like, what in the hell was I doing? What in the hell was I thinking? You know what I'm saying? I can't deal with that anymore. I've gotten to the age where I can't deal with it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's why, there's only so much you can deal with. And that's why when we turn this big milestone, and then, you know, you never know what you can and what you won't deal with no more. You get coming to that realization.
Yeah, definitely. I'm done, son.
You come to the realization, you're like, man. All right, y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. All right, I was having some mic difficulties. I hope I fixed it, and I hope that you all can hear me fairly okay. This is something new for me, so I'm trying to get it to work right. Let's see what Mel out there. What's going on, Mel? How you doing this evening? Hello? Okay, well, they're not out there. We'll bring them back in just a moment. All right. Make sure you check out the Lawless Radio Award Show on Facebook.com/Lawless Radio Award. that award show is coming up next month, y'all. December 12th, 2012. We want to make sure you get your votes out there. We really got some great, great, great songs from all our underground independent artists. If you want to check them out, give your support. Support your local come up. This is what we do all day long. All right, this is King B. Can't Stop Mine. I'll be right back. Welcome back, welcome back. This is Patricia Lucena to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, we are just taking it easy, doing what we do, having a good old time. And I am, y'all may not think, but I'm like really relaxed, like real chilling, straight chilling, okay? And, you know, doing what I do and make sure, you know, we all make it happen. All right, now, who we got on the line here? Mel of Mississippi. Who is it?
It's both of us.
Okay. What's going on, both of y'all? I didn't get to talk to Mel long enough. You give her the phone. Let me talk to her.
What you doing? You cooking some chicken?
No, actually, I was on the computer doing some work.
Okay, okay. All right. All right, so what's going on? What's good? What's good, Mel? What's happening with you?
Wow. I'm doing great. I'm about to go back over to South America, I think. I don't tell everybody that, but I'm going to Brazil, and I will be there for I'm gonna get back here before the award. So
okay.
I'll make sure I'll be back here.
Okay.
But I'm leaving after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
In Rio.
Okay.
And so after I'm working on something, remember I told you, I'm gonna tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna just surprise everybody. So but it's a Lawless event. I love my family. I love Lawless. And so, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's a big thing.
Awesome.
And other than that, I've just been trying to get well and taking care of y'all crazy friends.
No. But you know what?
We're like another kid.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Mississippi is like a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
But I gotta, you know.
Exactly.
You gotta spank them every now and then.
Look at him. Put them in his place.
I gotta smack him upside the head a little bit. But,
Exactly.
I don't hurt him. Not
right.
too bad.
Exactly.
I wanted to talk about the elections. If we're not talking about anything else, also wanted to. I did want to say something else
mm-hmm.
before I start talking about that. I do want to put out there to anybody that's listening. Our last week's show, you know, we had a show months ago. I know everybody think it's funny, but honestly, that's my life. And If it wasn't my life, I probably would think it was funny too. But honestly, with my life being aired out there like that, and then just people talking about my life, it's not really funny. So I would ask everybody to please not make it a male show. I mean, you know, we can have a topic, but I don't want it to be about me or
okay.
my kids. I don't
mm-hmm.
care. They can talk about me.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk
mm-hmm.
about me all day, every day. I don't care about that. But my children, you know, that's sensitive. And I'm sure everybody, I think maybe 90% of the people that are listening have children, and they're sensitive. So I would love to ask everybody, Lawless or not Lawless, to please refrain from talking about my children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. We can talk about the elections or whatever.
Okay. I was talking about, since, you know, this is the big 40, my birthday coming up, we were talking about turning 40, and what are the big changes you make each year. So before I realized I didn't have a mic, it was hard for me to even know that y'all didn't even hear all the talking I was saying in the beginning of the show. All right. So basically, you know, you just tell about, you know, since even if you're not turning 40, what are the one things that you would change before your next birthday? You got your
before
birthday coming.
Next
what's the point?
Birthday?
Before your next birthday, what do you want change?
My next birthday, I would love to have probably start doing some planning on retirement.
Plan on retirement.
I'm thinking about that. Like, you turn 40. I'm 36, so my next birthday I'll be 37. When I go in the store, they think I'm 25. I'm like, no, I got grandkids. So yeah, but when I look at that, I would probably be thinking about retirement and trying to, you know, figure out what the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
just something like that.
All right, I got you. So, Buck, what you thinking?
Mel took my answer. I was retiring because I'm gonna be retired before I turn 40. I turn 40 in December, so I'm gonna be retired before then. It won't now let's get this straight. It won't be a wealthy retirement, but it's gonna be a retirement. You know what I'm saying? The nigga gonna be getting by. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
right. I'm thinking about like my kids, the grandkids. Like, you know, okay, where do I go from here? I'm not, you know, that's my main goal, like by 40.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I don't want to be 50-something and trying, like, dang, I was doing this at 20.
I feel you. Let's see who's out here on the 804. What's going on?
Hey, that's
man?
My baby.
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, now, so we were chatting about things that, you know, you do before you turn your next birthday. What would you change?
What would I change? Well, I love my life, so I ain't really trying to change anything. But I probably want to be married. I'm already 42. So I probably want to be married, you know what I'm saying? Settle down, do that man thing, you know, be a good man, good husband, provider, you know?
I feel you. Is this Toro? Yeah, this is a Toro. What's up, baby? Okay. Mr. Coco. Okay. I want to ask, if you, like, 40-something and you have not already settled down, was there a reason why you didn't?
Oh, I have settled down before. I've been married. The situation is the wife cheated on me, and you came in my place one time and tell me it's raining, and it won't happen no more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was married. She cheated on me, got pregnant. She didn't know the baby was mine or the other cat. And see that right there, that really messed me up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I didn't trust no females after that because the story goes, that was my childhood love from high school going away. We had 15 years on that belt and 5 years married, and the second year of the marriage is when she cheated. She didn't tell me until the fifth year of the marriage. She's a big bony girl. I go to work in the morning, so I missed out on the morning sickness and all that little funny stuff that was going on. And on the fifth year of the marriage, she told me that she cheated and got abortion. That's crazy, right?
And, you know, I had that conversation tonight with Mississippi, and he asked me, why did I leave my... I was married once before, but before that I have two grown children because they cheated. It was nothing else. It wasn't anything else. It was the cheating that I cannot deal with. It's like knowing that you lay down with the other person and actually, yeah, it's the cheating. I'm leaving.
Yeah, and unprotected too. That was crazy.
Right, absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's like me sleeping with everybody that cat slept with.
Right, and you don't know who that person is, and you don't know who that person slept with. It's like, oh my goodness. But then it's that, and it's the other fact that you just violated all trust, and then you laying with them. You know, it's all of that. So,
but you know, and then you pick up, and then you know, there's somebody out there that's gonna do you right. Somebody out there do you right. You know,
you know
that initial hurt is what gets you. That's what gets you. All right, when we get back, we're gonna talk about that election, because I know y'all got a lot to say about that, and you know, I'm just happy that we got four more years and. You know, we're gonna keep it just as that. This is Millionaire King Bay. Be right back. Back. This is Patricia listening to the Ron Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is Thursday, November 7th. I keep saying the 7th, it's the 8th. My birthday is in 3 days. That's right. Three or four days. I just know it's Monday and I'm excited. I'm not trying to rush it on by and then, you know, okay, yeah, you're 40. But I'm excited that the days are approaching that I will be turning a milestone age. This is a great milestone age, and I appreciate it. All right, y'all hear me out. 646-478-5209. This is Katrisha listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I am chilling out. I'm really enjoying my birthday. Going to have a great weekend this weekend. You know, do something a little different, you know, then, you know, take it easy. All right, but I was trying to figure out how can I fix my mic, but that don't look like that's happening.
You know what you sound like? You sound like one of them, now you watch them cable access channels and shit, like Channel 23.
Yeah.
And they have all the noise in the background. and all that while they talking. That's what you sound like. You sound like a cable access TV show. Channel 23 and shit. That's what you sound like. Comcast Channel 23.
I don't know why my headphones go out like that.
You know, honey, don't nothing last like it used to. You know what I'm saying? Everything dies quickly from now. You know what I'm saying? But nothing lasts like it used to. Remember that TV we used to have?
Yeah.
Bought the TV when you was in college.
Yeah.
And when did we get rid of that TV? Four years ago?
Yeah. Back in the day, that was a good. That was a good, strong TV.
The Walmart TV.
Yeah, that was Walmart fresh on the scene.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You know, everything. Did I put it in layaway? I don't know. I think I put it in layaway for a penny, and I was just astonished because all I had to do was give them a penny. To put the TV in layaway. I was like, wow, okay. This is great.
Yeah, the TV took a licking too. It fell off a TV stand, remember?
Yeah, it sure did. It sure did.
Working just fine.
Man, doing what it do. Doing what it do.
Yeah, don't shit last like it used to back in the day.
No, never. But you're right because, you know, I think this whole experience of turning a whole new age bracket, as they say. I mean, I can't move like I used to. Things are cracking and moving and popping. I can't stand up fully without hearing something go crack. And I know I don't want to scare y'all young folks out there that's, you know, still in your 30s. Y'all ain't experienced none of this.
Nah, scare the shit out of them. Scare the hell out of them. Let them know what the hell's going on. Don't be fake with them. Let them know what's coming.
This serious business here. I mean, you going through some serious changes. And you're like, man, are you serious? This is awful.
I went to the doctor. The doctor heard that. She said, oh, yeah, you are disabled. I'm like, okay, thank you.
I know that's right. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah. I was sitting here, and I'm wondering what else I'm going to kind of add in to the birthday night. And, you know, I want to kind of take it easy and chill out, and then I actually want to have some fun. So we're going to bring everybody on the air. Whoever out here got their hand up, we're just going to bring on 804. Oh, we got Zeke that called back in. We got, Mississippi Red or Mel, whoever this is on the phone. All right.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, welcome.
Hey there.
I'm really chilled out right now. You got Zeke out there. I think that's Zeke.
What's up?
Then we got the 804.
What's good?
My Turo.
All right, so we're going to talk about the election. Okay, now here's the thing. We're going to sit here and argue back and forth. But who was watching the results early before the night was out?
We did.
I watched it all night. Like all day, all night.
Yep.
Nah, see, I couldn't do that. I didn't want to do that. I don't think I watched it until it was about 9 o'clock, but
something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
Z.
Mm-hmm.
What up? I'm drinking.
Okay. What are you talking? Okay, now, so tell me what y'all think about the election. I mean, are you glad?
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Okay, there you go. I think I knew somebody.
Here we go. Hey, all that stuff fixed and rigged, man.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. How this man win 35 states and Obama win 15 and win the election? That's some bullshit. Yeah.
That man didn't win no 35 states.
Bullshit.
He won 24 states.
How
Bobby won a little state except for Texas.
He
won Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, California.
He won.
That's how he won.
He won.
Okay.
He won about 15 states.
He won 24 states, and Barack Obama won 26 states. Okay, he had the popular vote, and if you go to the
that's what matters. But I really wanna know how everybody feels. Do you think
I feel with my hands.
My opinion. Oh, let me speak for 1 second. Because everybody talks about people voted for Obama because he was black.
Damn right.
But it's a lot of people that did not vote for him because he was black. So what?
See, the thing is, it ain't about right. See, Obama, he's not a real, like, a real down-home, hardcore black man.
Right.
He just, honestly, Obama's just an honest person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't get that fakeness from it. You know what I'm saying? You don't
right.
get a bunch of fake. He just tell you what it is, and he know he can't mess up because Michelle will beat his ass.
Mm-hmm.
He's just the only black man I ever witnessed has never cheated. Because if he did anything wrong, they would have brought all that shit up. You can't find another black man who ain't cheated.
He was good to his wife, good to his kids, went to cops. He did what he was supposed to do. He's just a good person.
He's just a good person.
I don't even consider
Obama
black.
That's how he do.
He is a honest crook.
An honest crook. He is as honest as he can be. He was a lot better than the other candidate, I'm going to tell you that.
But you know what? Honestly, I wanted Mitt Romney. To win.
Why?
Okay, I'm going to explain to you why I wanted him to win.
Why?
Because when the Republicans don't help Democrats. So as long as Obama is in office, he's not going to get nothing accomplished because the Republicans going to fight against him all these next 4 years. They're going to fight against him. You see the stock drop. Right soon they announce Obama the president, all the stocks just drop. So anything he has to do, they gonna just go against it. And if it was a Republican in office, they're trying to do more things for people who don't have nothing. So that's why it's really not good for Obama to be the president. Everybody wants to be the president because he's black and it's history. But when you look at your pockets and look at the economy and look at what's going on in society,
I agree with that. Shut up and be quiet.
I agree.
You need a Republican in office to move stuff because Democrats don't help the Republicans. They don't have no beef with Republicans. But Republicans want everything to go their way.
Hold up. See, they don't help each other. Now, the Republicans got the House, and they're not trying to help the Democrats. So what are we talking about?
I'm saying the Republicans do not help no Democrats. They're not gonna help Obama. They're not gonna help nobody.
Right.
But if they control everything, they control everything.
I just said that.
Hold on a second. Here's the thing. People say they were talking about how a lot of presidents, when they do their second term, that second term is just awful. It's no better than the first term. So, I mean, do you think that he's going to change the statistics out there that talks about how presidents can't do better second term?
It'll never happen with Obama because he got too many people pulling fighting with him. They go, the Republicans really what runs this country. And when you get somebody who runs this country, Obama can never produce nothing. He can't, he ain't gonna never do nothing. He gonna do little bitty little parts, but he can't.
My thing is, people did not even know what they was voting for. They just voting for our president because he's black. Do y'all even look at what you are voting for?
Well, people are voting for hope. People vote for hope. They vote for hope. White people didn't vote for the man because he was black. They vote for the man because he's honest and they want some hope too. Because there's more poor white people than it is poor black people.
Right.
So
yeah.
They're looking for hope. They're looking for hope just like black people looking for hope. But you are
But it ain't there. The Republicans, they are never going to let us get what we deserve.
Listen, do you understand what you call, it's called a domino effect. Now listen, let me tell y'all something, because I'm really a streetwise nigga.
Yep.
And
yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm not a nigga, but go ahead.
Listen, the Republicans control the drug street. The drugs, they control all the drugs that come in. Once you get the drugs flowing with the Republicans, that makes the economy, that builds the economy up. This whole country was built off of drugs and black people and poor people. When you get Republicans in office, they bring all the drugs in. They create jobs because the only way.
So you don't think Obama can do that? You don't think Obama can do that without having
to? He's not going
to.
No.
He's too honest to do that. He's not gonna do it.
I ain't talking about drugs and all that and doing it that way. I'm talking about just honestly changing the way. I think that he may have a good chance of changing.
The bad thing is, it's because that he's black, he's going to be watched. He can't make
it. It ain't even about being watched. It's
not
about being watched with Obama. Because
he can't even get his shit sucked.
It's not even about that with him. See, we're in a whole different class when you come to Obama. Obama ain't me. Now, if I was in the White House, they have to watch me.
I'm going to get some plates.
All right,
well,
okay, well, go ahead, Mississippi, and we're
going to
take a quick break.
Okay, now, like I was saying before, now, if the oldest work job that has ever been for industry, what's the oldest, can anybody tell me? And what's the second one? Thank you. That's it.
I'm alive by King B. We're going to marinate on that. I'll be right back.
On my mind, 'cause I know one day I'm gonna shine. I roll up on the block,
pull up on the block. Bitches like, what's up? All these real niggas know me. Why these haters sick as fuck? Cause they pockets ain't got nothing. And they real sign to touch. It's like my feet keep moving swiftly. Why they still look in the mud? I'm a conqueror and divide. The profit with my guys. Keep that money in the circle. New black order on the rise. I'm a king and I'm a lady. Handle my fucking business. Live my life to the fullest. Ain't asking for no permission. Cause I'm on a a winner. Every day I'm a king. It's my birthday with my cake at. Nigga, I'm talking green like my homie Joe from Scottsdale. I want the whole thing like my nigga Maru. In my section where I be, with a table full of bottles and models out over me. Blowing nothing but the finest exotic you ever seen. Got the whole club crunk, dancing and we gon' party. Everybody drunk, not a whole thing started.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Patricia listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, it is Thursday, November 8th, 2012, birthday weekend. Talking about the election, it was getting a little heated out there. And I want to know if anybody else out there got anything to say. Buck, you got anything to say about the election?
Hey, you talking to me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
No, I ain't got nothing to say about the election. I did want to say I understand where Zeke is coming from, and I do want to clear up what I believe he's saying. It's not that he's saying that Obama won't do nothing. I think he's mostly saying that Obama can't do anything, mostly by the fact that he's going up against all the Republicans in the House and Senate or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think there's like over 100 of them. And there's not enough Democrats. So he, you know, they already won with each other, talking about they gonna, you know, come together on the table, you know, and work things out. You know, that John Boehner, I swear, if I was to catch him in the alley, I would really do something to him. I think that's he part of the root of all the problems that's going on. You know, that's why nothing can be done or get done in Washington. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I understand where he's coming from. He's basically saying he can't do anything, mostly because he's up against all the Republicans in the House and Senate. And because I believe the man wants to do something, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want to keep calling. I want to keep calling the man honest, you know what I'm saying? But he pretty much is. But you know, I think he got a good heart. He really wants to do something. He's trying to prove something. You know what I'm saying? Sound like a firecracker.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see if we can get everybody else out here on the line here. We got Zeke. Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, were you able to hear what Barbara was saying?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah. I was just saying that it had nothing to do with race.
Why does she keep getting that feedback? What's she getting on the radio or computer or something?
No.
I don't know.
It's not me.
It's always you.
Oh, my.
Mississippi Red, little dick in your ear.
What?
You ain't talking. You want to make it another meal cup. You want to go out like that? Zeke, you want to go out like that?
Can you hear me now?
I still love you.
That's crazy. I don't know, is there anything else you want to add to your topic that you mentioned today, Mel? Because I'm about tapped. Shit, I'm trying to stay away.
I'm glad we have nothing to talk about with all that damn static in our phone.
Man, nothing.
You got one of them goddamn mini phones and shit with the government, one of them government track phones, they listen to everything.
Damn.
Yeah, that is her phone because I put it on mute.
It's always her phone. She be trying to do two things at one time. She knows she can't chew bubblegum and walk down the street.
Now,
you don't let him talk about me, Catrice. You better put me back in here.
I'm back. You back in now.
You already know. You don't want to go there with me, Zeke.
Mel, you have to cut your stuff off in the background.
The computer is always causing feedback.
Well, you always have to tell a crack baby shit more than once.
Okay, but you wanted this crack baby pussy.
Yeah, that's why
you still be on here, nigga. You wouldn't be lawless if it wasn't for me, so get the fuck on. Get the fuck on and quit hating.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, y'all, let me define hating, please, since she want to say she said
hating.
Hating
is, you're talking about somebody that ain't said shit to you.
I wish this girl cut that damn static off in the background. I know why she got static, because every time Mississippi Red still on that vibrator, it's like an antenna.
Lord.
That's wrong.
I'm fucking trying to get the fuck away from your dumb ass.
Mel, hold tight. All right, y'all hold on. This is you by Kenzie.
I'm so open off of you, and ain't nobody better.
open, girl, you got me open. You got me dreaming, fiending, wishing, hoping. Just for some time.
I guess this is how the birthday weekend's gonna start and see how we working it. Man, I don't know what's going on. Everything's just all messed up. I've been sitting here talking, y'all just listening to air. Well, you know what? I hope to have it all fixed next week. It will be fixed next week. I have to get some new headphones next week. So hopefully we'll get this right. All right, appreciate y'all. Let's see who's out here. 816. Who's out there? Is that Leon right there?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
It's your birthday Monday?
Yep, it's my birthday Monday.
Mine's is Tuesday.
All right. Steffy on the house.
Mine's is Tuesday.
Well, happy birthday, man.
The only thing I'll do is spend it with my kids on the weekend. I got to work Tuesday.
Okay.
I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh, well, you're having a good weekend.
I just thought I'd wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
All right. Let me finish bowling.
All right, now. Take it easy. Have a good evening. All right.
You too.
All right, now, we celebrating that Scorpio love, that Scorpio love. C-Bug, there's a lot of Scorpios out there.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
You ain't got nothing smart to say. You ain't got nothing smart to say.
No, I don't feel like it right now.
Okay. Hey, you know, you say whatever, fine, okay, that's all good.
One person called and you said it's a bunch of Scorpios, that's crazy.
Y'all don't understand that Scorpio love.
Yeah, but it's a bunch of them out there, what motherfucker called?
You know what, I don't care, shoot, that means.
It ain't but two of y'all, shit.
No, there's plenty of them. I bet there's another Scorpio on the line. Somebody out there on the Scorpio is a Scorpio.
Nobody had no babies in November. Shit.
Yeah. That's a beautiful month. You never know.
All the babies is born when it's hot because they fuck all through the winter.
That's some crazy folks, but you gotta have this. This is the year round freak. Freaks that do it all year round.
Well, shit, you ain't about to have no baby.
No, that ain't happening. No, that definitely ain't happening. That definitely ain't.
I hope Mayo and Mississippi Red have a baby. That'd be a nice little crackhead ass baby.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness. Damn, okay.
Damn.
Okay.
That motherfucker be a fetus in rehab.
Wow.
Is she pregnant?
Yeah, in her mouth.
Oh, hold on. Let me ask that question. Ma'am.
I'm here.
Okay.
Quit hating.
Is you pregnant?
One, and I want to tell Leon to, if I had a dick, he could suck it. But my man about to sing a song for me.
Answer the question, little drunk.
She already said yeah. She was expecting.
I ain't saying nothing. Go ahead.
Is you pregnant or not?
Why? It ain't yours, nigga.
Well, goddamn it, Corey Moore.
You
want to
be on Maury? Is it yours?
Yeah, tell it all. You better get you some new gym shoes.
You wanted some of those good juicy pussy, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay. But what?
You saying?
Hey, who am I seeing here? I know everybody know this song by Larry Graham, One in a Million You. Life has played its game for me so long.
Okay.
I've got to believe.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking American Idol. Cut that nigga off.
No, this ain't. We ain't gonna do that tonight. I'm not even gonna move that tonight.
Who he think you is? Goddamn, Nicki Minaj or something?
Man, he about to bust
that
One in a Million.
Man. No, yeah, he singing at the mail and shit. She in the other room. They have to talk back. They are
all making blue. To see someone with.
He sounds like he got a real cold dildo up his ass.
He's so singing, oh my goodness.
All right, that nigga got him a hit. I was an empty man with empty arms to fill. Man, what the fuck?
Don't
crackhead ass
look.
Drunk motherfucker.
How long was that song?
Okay, wait a minute. Was the original question answered?
Hell no, that hoe ain't answered.
One
in
a million. Can't take it.
Hell no, that crack a motherfucker.
Crack it.
Crack is wet.
Okay, well.
And sing to me. Stroke of love. It's a what?
Male. Is you pregnant? Is your womb pregnant? Or is your womb too polluted?
Mel did not answer that question.
Is the womb too polluted to have a baby?
Charmaine said, that's a damn.
Now, you know what? Every time teachers get paid on Thursday, you know, we're going to spend his whole check in the check out.
That's what you call that.
That's what you call real.
She pregnant by the mailman. You know the postman always rings twice.
Right.
When he go to work, she be in the house and shit. He come bring the mail and he show through deliver.
I need to know. I need to answer the question. Mississippi, really, it's not that serious, man. You can stop laughing. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
It is that serious.
It's
annoying.
So, Mel, is you having a crack baby or what?
What?
Is you having a crack baby or what?
I'm not going to entertain you or Leon tonight. I'm about to go to bed.
Well,
and I got to go
to
the road in the morning. Fuck you.
Ain't no Leon on this damn line.
You know what? It is. We got 5 minutes left for the before the show, and you know y'all ain't covered out as far as I'm concerned. I want to know
is Mel about to have a crack baby?
You know I like you, dog. You good. I like you, man. I got people in Detroit. I got a cousin in Detroit. I got a gay-ass cousin in Detroit. You probably fucked him. His name is Chico.
Okay, then. All right, well, with that said, we're going to go ahead and take it to a whole nother level. And I appreciate it. Y'all like to fight and argue. Y'all do real good. Y'all just don't know what to do with stuff. You done made Mel disappear.
Yeah, cause she probably got her some red. She got some red Kool-Aid in the clothes hanger trying to give herself an abortion.
Wow.
Lee, you's a motherfucker. I like you, dog. You's a good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead. But I appreciate that. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate everybody calling in. It's my birthday, damn it, and I'll just cut y'all the fuck off. I don't care. It's time to go.
That was entertainment, man.
That couldn't be no more entertaining in the world. All right,
that was entertainment.
I'm going to catch y'all next Thursday. This is Katrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. You know, got to get hot before you get it wet. This is song So Cold by King B. I'm out, y'all.
Now, got the club shaking, drinking, popping that Ace of Spades.